This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Today, how Microsoft Copilot has reportedly been blocked on all Congress-owned devices. But before we get into that, LinkedIn is testing a new feed of TikTok-like vertical videos. The feature hasn't been publicly announced, but it's been spotted by users in recent days, and the company confirmed the tests to TechCrunch. According to a screenshot shared by Instagram employee Jenny Ishingdrello and a video posted to LinkedIn by influencer marketing exec Austin Null, the new feed will appear in a separate video tab within the LinkedIn app. Users will be able to scroll vertically to move between clips, much like TikTok or Instagram Reels. It's not the first time the company has hopped on a trendy format. LinkedIn previously experimented with a Stories feature for disappearing posts. That feature lasted less than a year, though the professional network hinted at the time that it wasn't done with its video experiments, saying it was working to evolve the Stories format into a reimagined video experience across LinkedIn. Presumably, LinkedIn is hoping the feed will showcase content from its ranks of professional creators and thought leaders, many of whom are already posting video to their feeds. However, it's not clear how many of the site's users are interested in a dedicated video feed for workplace-related content.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
U.S. congressional staff members can no longer use Microsoft's Copilot on their government-issued devices, according to Axios. The publication said it obtained a memo from House Chief Administrative Officer Catherine Spinder telling Congress personnel that the AI chatbot is now officially prohibited. Apparently, the Office of Cybersecurity has deemed Copilot to be a risk due to the threat of leaking House data to non-House-approved cloud services. While there's nothing stopping them from using Copilot on their own phones and laptops, it will now be blocked on all Windows devices owned by the Congress. Almost a year ago, the Congress also set a strict limit on the use of ChatGPT, which is powered by OpenAI's large language models, just like Copilot. It banned staffers from using the chatbot's free version on House computers, but it allowed them to continue using the paid ChatGPT Plus version for research and evaluation due to its tighter privacy controls. More recently, the White House revealed rules federal agencies have to follow when it comes to generative AI, which would ensure that any tool they use do not endanger the rights and safety of Americans. Microsoft told Axios that it does recognize government users' need for higher security requirements. Last year, it announced a roadmap of tools and services meant for government use, including an Azure OpenAI service for classified workloads and a new version of Microsoft 365's Copilot Assistant. The company said that all those tools and services will feature higher levels of security that would make it more suitable for handling sensitive data. Spinder's office, according to Axios, will evaluate the government version Copilot when it becomes available before deciding if it can be used on House devices. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Gadget contributors Carissa Bell and Mariella Moon and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and we'll talk more, as always, tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.